office here at the gym just for like a little side thing, you know, and back in 2010 and I started, I had started working out. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to do more now that I work at a gym. And I had been doing kickboxing at home, just like you know, Billy Blanks, Tybo stuff back in the day. He's my fave. And we had that class here. So I went to take it. And the guy that instructed it, you know, invited me to do one with him, to us both instruct it. And it just kind of clicked. And I started with my own class in 2011.
No way.
And been doing that. And then about 6 months after I got into the gym, I started training. Just sharing my story with folks, and because I have such a passion for it, that was my, this will keep me sane, this will keep me balanced, and make me do it the right way.
What'd you say you struggle with? You kind of broke up there for a second.
Eating disorders.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was talking to somebody just earlier today about that, and what was it, what process did you take to kind of get yourself out of that? Because I know it's kind of different for everybody, but, you know, some people go about it with the small steps, or they kind of just, you know, I don't know.
Mine, it was, and this was way before I even got into fitness. Mine, I was in beauty school, and this was back in 2000, I believe, 2000. Yeah, 2000. And I was working, you know, a couple of jobs and just stressed about life or whatever, and and would had started, you know, the purging process, and did that for about a year without nobody knowing, and then family kind of started figuring things out, and I did good. I just kind of quit cold turkey, and I think that's what, why it kind of came back years later. I had not really processed at all and got rid of it completely and didn't deal with it, and about 5 years later, I started starving myself. I was doing hair at that time and had my own beauty shop and by myself. So nobody was, you know, around to see what I was doing. And I just wasn't eating. I didn't want to do the purging, you know, but I wouldn't eat. And I did that for a while. And then I realized, you know, something has got to give. And I actually started getting more into the word and back in church and really trying to figure it out. And then when I got, I did about 2 years and then, got pregnant with my youngest child. And I was like, look, this is, I have, you know, I've got two kids, two girls now that are watching me that, you know, I'm going to either point them in the right direction or the wrong direction.
Sure.
And I wanted to make sure I was, you know, I'm their mom. I've got to get my stuff together and be a mom and be here for them, because I kind of had a scary wake up call, purging one time. I hate to go too graphic with you, but
no, it's okay. It's whatever, whatever you want to share. We're
okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. Cause I go and speak to junior high kids. Sister got me in that, and just share my story, because it all starts. It affects everybody. There, if you, it doesn't, you know. And a lot of times it starts with the younger crowd. So I go and share, and I get pretty graphic and tell them everything.
But
so
it's a beautiful story. No, it's okay. I you know, it's okay. It really shows people what the process entails.
I started, you know, you have that little voice in your head calling you names, and you ate too much, and you know, all that, and started purging, and couldn't stop. And I felt, I was like, my heart's gonna stop right now. Like, what am I doing? And all I could see at that time, I only had my one little girl. She was four, and I thought, this is, you know, you're gonna kill yourself because you don't yourself. Like, that don't even make sense to me in that process. And that's what I was like. I could have, you know, just, my heart could have stopped right then. And I started crying. And I was like, okay, this is, I can't do this anymore. And I've now, you know, I have a lot of dental work due to my choices. And I make sure that I tell people the truth. Like, I'm not going to hold nothing back. The truth hurts a lot of times. And to get graphic with somebody, if it helps.
It does, because I think it
helps one person, you know.
It shows what kind of strength you've had to you know, build over the years. And I think it's, especially now, you know, I'm sure eating disorders became more prevalent, especially with COVID and just all the stress that came with that. And so I think really and truly people who have experienced eating disorders to the extent you have, you know, understand what it takes to be strong. And yeah, truly it's amazing to me. And I'll ask you this kind of, I noticed your Instagram. Are you a fitness model? Do you do stuff for modeling?
Yes, I've been trying. We had a boutique here. Some friends of mine had, and that's where I really started with the fitness end of it. I had, done some with another friend that had another boutique, but it was more, you know, dressier and stuff like that. And then I started in the fitness, and we have some, a fashion show we do for charity here. And I've done that 5 years, and it's so much fun. And what's crazy is, after going through all that I did, I did those and I struggled with that before I got into fitness. And then to find this side of it, of weight loss and doing it the right way, I like myself more, you know, and I'm older. I'm 44 now and I have a grandbaby, and I'm like, I'm actually training for my first fitness competition.
No way.
I'll be the oldest one on stage. That's okay.
That is amazing. But to your credit, you know, you definitely stand a chance of winning. Like I've seen your stuff on social media. You definitely have the knowledge. I mean, it's obvious, right? But when I did a couple shows too, and just, you know, seeing, it's funny, depending on the show you do, you could be surrounded by some very supportive people. And which show are you doing? What's it called?
I was looking into it's one in Bossier, and I say I'm not even I don't even know the name.
Where do you live right now?
West Monroe, Louisiana.
I did. So you could check into, and I'll just this is a show I did. It's in Shreveport, and it's called the Optimum Classic.
That's the
No way. I did that show. Yeah. Yeah.
In May.
It's a big one. It's a big one. It's very, when I went there, there was like, it was big because I guess the promoter, the guy putting it on, he had a lot of connections with, the IFBB. So there were pros at that show, and it was, but not to scare you. I don't mean to scare you away from it. The people that were there though, in my division and in my class, it was doable. Like the people you're with and the novices, like it's definitely a good atmosphere. It's great. Don't get me wrong. It was still an amazing show. So
that's what I've heard.
Yeah. Don't let that deter you.
A couple of folks that work out at our gym that I've talked to, and they do them, and they've been so, you know, like I sit on my diet cause I'm not getting a coach. I've been training, so I'm going to try to do it on my own, and we'll just see. If I don't place, it's cool. It's just, I've been wanting to do this for like years, and I was, you know, focused on it in 2019 and was going to do it, and ended up, I started having headaches with my, when I was working out.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, something was wrong, and they actually did an MRI and thought that I had a blood clot in my sinuses.
No way.
It wasn't a blood clot, but I had to go in and have sinus surgery about 3 weeks from show. So I had to quit working out like a month before the show. I had to stop before my surgery. So I was like, okay, maybe I'm not supposed to do one.
You're a freaking warrior. And then, God.
So I'm going to make sure, like, this is my year. 2021 is my year.
It is. No, I'm with you too. It is your year. No, that's great. What division do you want to do? A bikini or figure?
Yes.
Bikini. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
That's definitely, I mean, that's kind of doable. That's like the men's physique, you know, if you have like, for the men's physique, if you have like sort of a beach body, you just put on some board shorts and there you go. Pretend like you put, yeah, exactly. So, but
that's
no,
it.
For the,
that's
for the women though.
The lowest one.
No, but bikini, you know, to that, bikini's still way more involved, you know, especially with like the female aspect of bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. There's so much more to it. And it's surprising to me. It's a lot, you know, it's amazing. So, but you got this.
I'm excited.
You can
do
this. Yeah, no, you really can. It's amazing. And also too, you know, with doing it without a trainer, I mean, I think it actually helps you a little bit because you kind of bring an extra bit of motivation because you know, you don't have that person, you know, it's really kind of holding you. You got friends and family, obviously, but it does bring a big, you know, you have the motivation, and that sense of accomplishment is magnified when you're up there, you know?
Because there's, even though I work at the gym, there's a lot of days I can't, I have a gym at my house, so I don't get to work out at, you know, until I get home at 6 o'clock or 6:30. So I'm not done until about 8:30 because I got to get my cardio in plus my strength training. So it's just kind of, you know, like I'll come in and say, hey, to my husband and my daughter, and all right, I'm going. And I mean, it's right there in my house, and I'll go in there and he'll come in there and chat with me a minute, go back or whatever, you know. So you know, but like if I do have a chance, I'll get some of it in the gym when I'm not working.
Yeah.
But that's very seldom.
Oh my gosh.
But I love it though.
Yeah, that's the, no, I think that's unbelievable. And then too, you know, you can kind of capitalize on the fact that you're doing this show and you've been through all this stuff with the eating disorder and everything. Like that's the real amazing part. What's your diet currently? Like, what are you doing to kind of get yourself ready as far as eating goes?
So mine, I've actually got it from Muscle and Fitness, and I got my workouts from there. So I'm in my phase three of my diets because I'm just going, like, I started it where it would supposedly be 12 weeks from a show, but I just kind of like to put my body through it to see how it's going to react, because I do have issues related to my eating disorder.
Sure.
From, with stomach issues and stuff like that, because of what I did to myself in the past. So I have to be particular, and everything has been great. Like, I'm seeing the results and I'm feeling it, and it feels so good. Like, my meal prep, we were like two Sundays ago, it was funny. My husband had the game on and I'm in the kitchen and I was prepping the whole time the game was on. Like, I'd peep in there and I'd come back and
it's
be cooking
so much.
And getting my stuff. It is.
I understand. I do. Oh my God. It eats up a lot of your time. And you're just sitting here like, man, this sucks.
I know. And then it's like, then the next, you know, then every morning I just grab it and it's ready to go. I'm saving the money. And that's what I try to instill in my clients. It saves you money. That's what so many people need. And a lot of folks think that healthy food is expensive, and it's not. It's really not. If you get it and you plan it out, like I'll do mine a week at a time. And if you just add up how much people spend going out to eat every day, you know, I'm going to go get lunch. That's up to $10.
Yeah.
So I've got one, I've give her some, because we have a lot of stuff online anytime where you can just go in and search meal prep, and we help people just to, even if you're not our member, we're going to try to help you live that healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it's just really good to do. And I said, then on top of saving money, you're eating good stuff and you're going to lose weight, and you get that workout in, your body can't help but, you know, start to feed off of it and want it and crave it. So, like, my daddy asked me one time, he said, how do you eat the same thing every day? Like, we went on a trip, and I, like, they go in Dairy Queen, get something, and I'm asking them, can I heat my food up in your microwave? You know, I got my chicken and broccoli. Can I borrow your microwave?
Oh,
I was like, don't be eating my chicken, okay? You know, and so we get to my aunt's, and I have the same thing again.
Yeah.
And they're having spaghetti. And my daddy said, he looks over at it, and he says, how do you eat the same thing every day?
Because you got that drive. You got that grind mentality, you know? Yeah.
Yes. And I said, Daddy, I said, what's funny is I am so hungry for it by the time it gets here. It's like so good. It's like the first time I ate it. And he just shook his head and laughed at me.
Yeah.
And he won't be at my show just because I'm his baby, and that's a little weird for him. And he's like, I support you.
I don't blame him. Yeah.
I'll high five you. No offense, but my mom is like, when we going? Let's go. I have my husband too. I have a big support group, which
I love that.
Helps tremendously. Yeah.
And they'll be in the, and it was funny, they'll be in the back when you do the show. They'll be waving their hands and screaming and yelling and shouting while you're up there. It's awesome. I freaking love that sensation.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I have some clients actually, and some of my people that take my sessions, we have, they want to go. And I'm like, shoot, come on. You know, the more the merrier.
Yeah. And then they get to see, you know, the potential of sticking to what you tell them. Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I, you know, I will tear up on my people in a quick minute just because I love what I do so much. I know, not to sound like, you know, a cliche or whatever, but it's true passion for me.
No, it's a cliche to not have passion, because nowadays with Instagram and everything, I mean, people just have the cookie cutter plants. It's very rare to hear somebody who is as passionate about it as you are. So,
oh man, yeah, it's like rare. It is. And it's just, I want so bad. And I'll tell them, you know, it's like, hey, I do this because I love you, because I want you to thrive. I want you to feel this. I don't, you know, it's hurting right now. And I'll tell them a lot of times, I said, hate me now, but love me later. You know, you hate me right now. You can't feel your legs or your arms, but love me later. You will, I promise. You know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. I'm getting emotional over here.
I know, man. I will. I'll cry.
But it's true. It really is. Like when you bring that servant mindset to your clients, I mean, they just want to stick with you because you genuinely care. You know, even if they don't see a crazy amount of progress, which I'm sure you still get them. It's just, you know, they know how you actually feel about them, and that's what keeps them there. And then, can you tell me about? I was looking. What's your this Alzheimer's group you told me about? Can you tell me about that?
Yes. Yeah. So, I lost my grandmother to it in 2003, and my dad was diagnosed with it in 1996 at 48.
Okay.
One of the youngest back then. That was around the youngest age. There's younger ones now, but he will be 73 on the 30th of this month, and we still ride horses together. He drives. He sings in our cowboy church band.
Oh, no way.
My mom just got over an injury. She had fell, and he took care of her. So the year after Mamaw died, I was actually at that beauty shop where I was struggling with so much.
Yes, ma'am.
And they had a thing come up for a walk, a memory walk. And I was like, well, I'm going to go and do the walk and donate.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how can I help? And I've been volunteering since 2004. And then I became an educator where I could go and educate people on it, because it is hereditary in my family.
Yes.
That is another reason I stick with healthy eating and my workouts to keep my mind healthy too, because I'm only 4 years from the age my dad was diagnosed. So I bind that evil spirit. I will not get that, and nobody else in my family will. But so I go and educate folks on it. And I've got to share my story, part of my story, in Washington at our forum. We have a forum every year. This past year, we didn't get to do it, of course, but we found out about 3 weeks before I was to fly out. I'd already booked my flight and my Airbnb and found out that we couldn't go.
On.
I was devastated. Yes, it was. So I go and I wear my cowboy hat in there, and I wear my boots up there and share our story about my dad and my family. And I was actually the ambassador to our congressman here, Ralph Abraham.
Yeah.
So I love it. And that's another, you know, I've been doing that for so.
It really is.
I get to, I meet so many different people that, like, same with fitness, they have a story too.
Yeah.
And getting to share ours is just, God, man, it's just to meet so many people through it. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize, I said something one time, in Washington, there's over 1,000 people, and we're all there for the same thing, to raise money to get our government to sign a bill to give us more money for research. So I just tie it all in there together, and my fitness, you know, is right in with my Alzheimer's with my fitness. And if I do something, you know, if we do walks, or we go and play some sports for the longest day, raising money. And this past thing that we did, I had a guy in my church, he made a Bible cover.
Yeah.
And we raised $500 on it. I ended up raising over $2,000 for that walk here.
You said $2,000. You cut out again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was a little over $2,000 for the whole thing, for bidding and then just donations.
Yeah.
And there's some people that I didn't even know that had donated. Some I've only talked to over the phone, and that just see what we're doing and want to be a part of it and want to, you know, that, hey, they'll tell me somebody in their family has it. And
sure,
we appreciate you getting out there, because a lot of times Alzheimer's is, now this is where I'm going to get emotional. Is a hush-hush disease, what I call it. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to. They think it's just, oh, your mind, you're going crazy. And that's not it at all, you know. It's a terrible disease that nobody deserves. Dementia, it's just, it's sad. So if there's anything I can do, you know, to share and to just help somebody, just let it out, you know. We have cried with so many people across the country, pretty much, if it's not at an event that we're doing.
That's what people want. It's amazing.
You know, this probably people listening may think this is kind of funny, but I actually emailed the NFL and wanted see about just what we could do, because I want them to wear purple or do something. And then I don't know if you noticed this one of the last times they did it, they let the players pick a charity and they get to wear cleats for one game. Mm-hmm. For that charity.
Yeah.
There was like 7 to 10 NFL players that had purple on for Alzheimer's.
Wow.
And I was like, the best thing they could use their platform for.
Yeah. They chose something that has.
And that we are really facing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent them all a message, and that may sound crazy. I said the same thing. I said, I just want you to know how much this meant to me and my family. And one of them replied back, and I don't know which one it was. I'd have to go back and look. But he said, thank you for sharing, and I'm praying for your family too.
An NFL player?
And I was, yeah.
What? Look at that.
Yes. You know, in 2014, I started volunteering with, it's called the Western Sports Foundation. Mm-hmm. And it was the Rider Relief Fund at the time, and they helped injured bull riders and bullfighters. And I grew up with my brother riding and his kids riding. So I wanted to, you know, just
bull riding.
Yep.
Wow.
And I wanted to help out there in any way I could. And I started volunteering and got to know some of them. And then I have a friend that makes he makes bull flanks, what makes the bulls buck. And he offered to make some purple ones for Alzheimer's. And some of the money go to research, and had two of the PBR contractors sign on with us and use our flanks.
Yeah.
And then we got some shirts going, and I got some of the bull riders. So I was like, I didn't get in the NFL, but we got in the PBR, and we got, you know, I had some of them.
Still huge.
Professional athletes.
Yeah. I mean, that's still a professional sport, and shoot, it might be kind of that unexpected avenue where you just get bigger all of a sudden, which it sounds like you guys are already pretty damn big. So, yeah,
I'm excited about it. I'm excited. Looking back at those.
How long have you had the Alzheimer's business? Give me the name again, because I pulled it up a second ago. I just forgot it.
It's Get Fit Pit. That's the name of my home gym. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think 2014. Yeah.
Okay.
That football player is, if I can say it right, Tayshawn Gibson.
I've heard of Tayshawn. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me see who he plays for. He's NFL Pro Bowl safety, Dallas, Texas.
No way.
Let me see what this is. Bears. He plays for the Bears.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Jeez.
Hey, I'll read you that real quick.
Please. No, go ahead.
So I just told him, I couldn't thank him enough for how he did.
Yeah.
For your fight and the end of Alzheimer's and all that. And he says, thank you so much for the support. It's an endless fight, but I will continue to do my part. I lost my grandma in 2015, and now my aunt has been diagnosed with it 6 months ago. Thank you for your prayers and prayers to you and your family. Like, he didn't have to even write me back. None of the other ones did, but they got it, you know, and that's, you know, there
but
was
he took the
one,
time to do that.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of them. And I just copied and pasted and changed their name, you know,
Yeah.
11 up. But I was like, yeah, I don't care. You know, if you
No,
may think I'm a weirdo, that's cool. They can.
but that's what's funny. That's kind of the statistic. You send out 10 emails, you get like 1 to 2 back. So it's kind of
Right.
it falls into that category where it's like, yeah, it's the NFL, you know, big organization, but you still you just because you reached out and took the time to do that, somebody had the same thoughts. And so, man, that's amazing. And when's your show? When's the date for the show?
It's in May. I have a coworker
Mm.
that it's he wants to do one too,
Yeah.
and we were going to make it me and my husband and him and his girlfriend who works here, us all go together.
Yeah.
And he said he wouldn't be ready for the May one, so I
That's a
don't know if I'm
tough
gonna do
one.
that one or
That's a
or
tough one.
October in New Orleans. I'm like, I kind of want to go ahead and do it, but then I told him I'd wait and we'll do our first one together. So I'm just kind of torn on,
Yeah,
but
I like the camaraderie aspect. I think there's something to be said for instead of having a coach, have a partner in crime. You know, have the person who's working out with you. I think that's even better. I don't know. That's sort of on another level. So.
I was talking to him the other day and I was like, so you think you'll be ready for May? He said, I don't think I'm gonna be ready by then. I was like, dang,
It's always,
okay.
I know, it's like all of a sudden you see, you know, you think of the shows upcoming and you're like, oh shit, I gotta start now. Oh my
I
God,
know,
May.
because I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm noticing the changes, and my husband is. He's like, the other day, he said, man, I really see your back.
Oh,
Okay,
that's
you know,
awesome. That's
it's
awesome.
like, yeah,
If you
you
get
know
that
that feeling.
taper. Yeah. Yeah, that's the big one. What I'll ask you this too with your clients. What do you get them started on, you know, if they come to you and they need help with dieting? 'Cause I know a lot of people nowadays, especially if they don't know where to begin, they don't know anything about fitness, have a tough time taking the first step. What's usually your antidote for that? What's your first step?
You know, I have so many that ask me, you know, I'm a beginner. I can't do
Yeah.
a lot. Maybe I need to get in shape before I come. I was like, no. It's we all have to start somewhere.
Yeah, come
So
as you are.
anything, yeah, and that's
Yeah.
what I tell them. I was like, I can modify whatever we do. If
Yeah.
it's whatever it is, I can have a modification for it. Don't wait and
Love
not
that.
start,
Love
'cause
that.
you're gonna hate that. You're gonna hate yourself for it, and it's just gonna get worse. So just come on, let's get started. And I have we what we do here at Anytime, it's called AF training,
Yeah.
and it's sessions. And we have a team session where it's no more than 10 to 12 people. Then we have a small group where it's no more than 4 to 6. And we're working with kettlebells, with bands, with everything
Oh, I love
actually.
it. I love it.
And it's awesome. It's such a good workout. And I started doing them because if I'm going to coach it, I want to know it, you know.
Yeah.
So I would do it. And then I was seeing, like, oh, I love this stuff. It's good stuff. I was like,
Sure.
hey, this is not the easiest thing. Like, I'm having a time too. My kettlebell might be a little heavier than yours, but hey, it's good stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And when we shut down, we did a lot of a virtual last year when everybody had to close.
Yes.
I worked out more during COVID, during the shutdown, than because I was doing it with them through the iPad. I wanted them
Yeah,
to.
it's funny. It's like when you do that online training, you realize how much more vigorous it is for you personally as a trainer. You're like, "Oh my God, I got to do these workouts with them because they won't know what to do." Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I had at that time was training 4 clients. And I would train with each of them, and there were some days I had them all on the same day,
Yeah.
and I would do a different workout with each of them, but I was doing it with them through my iPad. So, and I was doing my kickboxing classes, so it was, yeah, but I loved it. And then I had one of them, we can send our clients workouts through our app, and she lost 16 pounds during the shutdown.
No way. No
She was doing
way.
her virtual anything I sent her, and then it gives me a notification when she does it. So I can text her, you know, message her through the app and say, hey, what'd you like? What'd you not like? You know, what do you want to
Yeah.
add? Do we need to fix something? Because we loaned our members that were doing those sessions equipment.
Yeah.
And I would just go by what equipment she had, the band, the dumbbell, kettlebell, whatever, and do her workout. And we have a challenge going now, And she hasn't come back in the gym. She has some health issues, so she's still doing virtual. And I put her on during my session. I had about 10 the other day. I walked around with my iPad, introduced her to everybody, set her back up.
Oh my gosh, we got to going.
You know,
that's
amazing. It is, man. It is just the best.
I'll say this too. I think, you know, I find it hard to get people to progress in their fitness goals when they're at a home gym. And that is so cool to me that you were able to find a way to get this or help this lady lose her, what was it, 16 pounds?
Yeah.
Which is not too shabby. That's pretty awesome. Like that's a big chunk right there. And to do that online training while she's at home with what she's got, that's always been a struggle for me too, because it's tough.
Yeah.
So how
you got to get past that mind thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And is there a way you bring about that weight loss when you have to train these people from home? Is there something special you do, or is it kind of your variety?
I think it's just the variety of it. And I think a lot of that too is that accountability and that motivation.
Yeah.
For any of us coaches, trainers, whatever we do, for us to really invest, to act like they're our only client at that time, you know, whenever they need us, they're our only ones, focus on them. And then it's just like, you know, I'll message her and be like, hey, are you zooming in today?
Wow.
The other day it was like 5 minutes till. And I looked down on my watch. It said, you know, she's wanting to connect. And I was chatting, finishing another session.
Sure.
And she texted me, don't forget about me. I was like, I'm coming, girl. I'm coming. I hooked her up.
Who's this?
Yeah. She's like, don't forget about me. And then what's awesome, I put her in our group picture. I put my iPad, I'm either holding it or it's on the tripod right next to me.
Yeah.
So she is like, she's there. And that's what they need. They need to know that it's not just, you know, there's all these folks. She cares about me. She's focusing on me and she's helping me. And that's what these sessions are so awesome for, is we can go from one to the other. Get down there on the floor with them and let's do it like this. Don't, you know, bring this back, watch that knee. Don't, you know, and I think a lot of it is just your whole personality is huge.
For sure.
Really is,
you know,
because you've got to have, no matter what's going on in my life, and all my people know my history. I share my story with all my folks. A lot of them, I share it with them at their consultation. If they have, you know, like, beautiful. Well, you don't have to worry about nothing. You probably look like this all your life, or you, and I'm like, no, sister,
so you don't know my story. No, yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
And here it is, you know, and they're just kind of like, okay. So it's something we all have to get that mindset is, how far do I want to go the way? You know, I want to keep it going. I want to maintain it. I want to have this. And I tell them all the time, it's not with the outside. It's that inside.
Yes.
I want to keep you here longer and live a longer life for your husband, for your wife, for your kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. It's that inner, your heart, your everything, you know?
I kind of like, you mentioned earlier too, you know, you join in the faith and the family aspect to your fitness. And I think that adds a lot more depth than what most personal trainers bring, you know? Is that something that kind of contributes to how you train people, the faith and the family aspect?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, because because of... you know, the choices I made before.
Yeah.
I almost wasn't here. So I know there's a reason God kept me around.
Yeah.
It's
coming to fruition right now. Yeah.
Yeah. All these people you're helping. So many people, man.
Yeah.
I love what I do. I'll tell my boss, I'll text her and tell her about a client. She's like, did you cry on them? Yeah. Bonnie, quit crying. It's like, girl, I'm going to cry.
You care so heavily for it, you know?
And that's what she said. She said, we know you're going to cry. And, so I have a little guy.
I love it.
I do too. I love
your passion.
Thank you. Yeah. We did a commercial where we put out a thing. We wanted, you know, we put up a link to go and either enter yourself or enter somebody for 60 days of free training.
Okay.
And that's with our small group and our team stuff I was telling you about. And We had 34 entries, and
No
Amy,
way.
the girl that owns our we have six in our parish that she owns,
Okay.
and she called me and she said, girl, she said, I couldn't just pick two. She said, I'm giving it to everybody. I was like, you kidding? I really started crying. And she said, and each of our locations had somebody. So we got to call the ones that were going to be coming to our gym. And I have the one in Calhoun. So I get to call on them. And there's some I knew that would, because I would be training at the other gym. I
Yeah.
train at two of them.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, she told me, she said, everybody's reason, everybody's story that they put in there was almost like I need this so bad.
Sure.
And one of them, a little boy's mom entered him. He's 18 and he has autism.
Okay.
But oh my gosh, Ian, he is so sweet. He loves it.
Yeah.
I just posted it on our Calhoun page. I think I sent you an invite on there.
Yeah.
I posted this picture. And he counts, and he's like getting it, and it's just the best thing.
I'll
Well, the
share
other
his
day,
stuff if it helps out
yeah.
at all. I'd be happy to help.
Oh,
So
that is awesome.
yeah, oh
He,
yeah, anything I can do.
well, I was talking to his mom the other day, and I told her, she said he was gonna have to go to the doctor or something. I said, well, if something comes up and the doctor says he needs to stop working out for a little bit, I said, we'll freeze this and he can pick it back up. I said, he's not gonna lose the rest of his, you know, his last month of working out. And I started tearing up, telling her, and she starts crying.
Yeah.
And he's sitting back there and he's just smiling. And I told her, I said, she said he wanted it for Christmas. He wanted a gym membership. And she said, and I let time get away and I didn't get here. So I entered him at that. And she just thanked me again.
Oh
God. So I called my boss and I told her, I said, girl, you don't know what you know how much you've helped these folks.
Yeah.
That's all they needed. Most of them, just that boost and somebody to believe in them. You know, somebody to say, come on, let me help you. Let me get you started.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you to keep me for 10 years. I want you to learn this and take it and push yourself by yourself too. But I'm always here. And I tell them too, I'm always going to be your coach, you know, forever.
That's
and there's a lot that we, you know, we'll message and outside of the gym and I check on them or they'll move off and we're still friends, you know, but it's the ones that just, you know, you meet so many people through this industry and get to know them. And it's a blessing to be able to do it.
Yeah. Are you still, you're still training that young man?
Yep. He
okay.
comes,
that's
I'll
awesome.
See him today at 4 o'clock. He
oh
comes
gosh,
twice
that's
a week.
Awesome.
June, we have a thing we do, the longest day for the Alzheimer's Association. Maybe I could come on and talk about that.
I'd love to. Where do you guys do these events for the Alzheimer's?
So usually we have our walk in November at Forsyth Park up here in Monroe.
Forsyth Park. Okay. Would it be
we
possible?
Didn't.
Could I was thinking this too. Would it be possible for me to maybe set up my podcast in Monroe and interview you in person as
oh
well as a
gosh,
few people?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay.
That would be perfect.
Okay. Because I would like to do that. If you could send me the dates, you know, that way I can prepare for it and make sure I know when I'm coming. I could set up, I'll have a table, I'll set up all my equipment, and then I can interview you and maybe some other people you want me to interview. So just have
that
like an ongoing round table, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it would be cool to just, you know, talk to you, talk to other people who your business has benefited in a positive way and just,
yes.
I don't know, just get the word out. So
that is awesome.
Yeah,
thank
of
you
course.
So much.
No,
I'm excited.
Yeah, no problem. I'd love to do it. So that'd be
All
great.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Well,
see
I
you later, Ms.
appreciate
Bonnie.
It.
No problem.
Have a
Thank
good one.
you. All right, bye-bye.